The West Virginia Courtesy Patrol is a state-funded roadside assistance service. But as members in the House continue to look for places to cut to balance the 2018 budget, delegates have set their sights on the program's $5 million budget. The Courtesy Patrol has been around for almost 20 years. It's a nonprofit of the Citizens Conservation Corps through a contract with the West Virginia Division of Highways. To date, the patrol has received over 3 million calls and employs nearly 100 people. House Bill 2007 eliminates the patrol programs and transfers its funding to the State Road Fund. Although the patrol travels roadways across West Virginia, it's headquartered in Democratic Delegate Ed Evans' district. He spoke in opposition to the bill and argues he didn't get elected to get rid of jobs.
Mr. Speaker, job creation, job retention, and earning potential is what we should be about. This program is going to kill 90 jobs. 90. That's drivers. That's the people that actually do the repair work, change those tires for you on the side of the road, whatever it might be.
But not everyone agreed with Evans, like Delegate Danny Hamrick, a Republican from Harrison County, who says the private sector can provide the same service.
Just noting, looking at my car insurance bill, I note that I pay approximately $3 a month to have a roadside assistance survey or service provided to do the same things. So that is, it is available through many different avenues to the citizens of our state.
House Bill 2007 passed on a close vote, 58-41, and now goes to the Senate for consideration. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in the House.